This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, 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 always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, I know. Get away from it. What can I tell you? Anyway, always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You got to be part of the conversation, otherwise you're just going to stay ignorant. You know, you're one of those people that want to talk about politics. You know everything about politics. You just can't figure out who to vote for. You know, you're one of those. Anyway, head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can. There's so much going on there. There really is. There's actually a live chat room going on during the show as well. So you can get involved with like-minded people. You can. I hope you can have a good time. I don't know. I do. Even when I don't agree with you, I have a good time. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. If you head up to the website, I've got a book up there. It's called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things you've been taught to hate, to be afraid of. And I keep saying you don't have to. Yeah, I see the bad. I didn't do anything wrong. It just is something there that I want to cover because it's bothering me. All right, anyway. You know what? The lunacy just never stops. Never, 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 right? So apparently, Hurricane Florence, according to the Washington Post, is proof that Trump is complicit on this dangerous storm. That's right. Now, the editorial board of the Washington Post declared that President Trump is complicit for Hurricane Florence because of his views on climate change. Apparently, he is teeing off Mother Nature. She doesn't like his views, so she's sending the hurricanes to kill other people because of him. Because we both know, right, that never, 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 never happened under President Trump, right? I mean, under President Obama. Don't you just find that amazing?
Echo.
What?
Echo.
Yeah, good for them. Here, let's see if we can fix that now. But the massive storm's not made any landfall yet. They're talking about 2 days out at this point. The Post published a column on Wednesday headlined, "Another hurricane is about to batter our coast. Trump is complicit." The piece all did they say the same thing about Barack Obama? I mean, even though he entered into or tried to enter into those agreements, giving it all away and allowing, you know, remember, what was it, China? And I can't remember the other country that was going to be held to the same standard that we were. Why are we always held to higher standards? Why does it always cost us more money when we're in these agreements? The piece also noted that Trump has given good advice when issuing hurricane warnings via his Twitter feed before it launched an attack on the president. When it comes to extreme weather, Mr. Trump is complicit. He plays down human roles in increasing the risk. He continues to dismantle efforts to address those risks. And it's hard to attribute any single weather event to climate change, but there's no reason to doubt. There's no reasonable doubt that humans there's just no reason to think that anything is any different, right? Now, billionaire Jeff Bezos, his paper then quotes a climate researcher who said that the previous hurricanes would not have produced so much rain without human-induced climate change. What do they find these guys? Where do they, truly, where do they find these one-off people? Now, with depressingly ironic timing, the Trump administration announced Tuesday a plan to roll back federal rules on methane. Now, that's also another potent greenhouse gas that is the main component in natural gas. Right now, here's the problem. That a lot of these regulations were so over the top, so overcautious, that they ended up, again, not adding as much before the regulations. They didn't add as much damage to the atmosphere as we were told. Just like President of the Washington Post or Jeff Bezos finding someone. Right? Finding someone that had the same or felt the same way that Bezos felt. That it was truly human-induced climate change. Now, when you talk about human-induced climate change, I just get the biggest kick out of this. Because, I mean, technically and really and honestly, they only have about, 200 years, give or take a few years, of real solid numbers. If the Earth is what people say it is, if the Earth is truly billions of years old, what is 200 years in a scientific experiment? What is 200 years when it comes to billions? That would be, in a science class, your teacher would say that doesn't count. Not enough numbers, right? Didn't go long enough. At least that's what I think. And again, where did the numbers come from? Who is this professor? You know, it's never ending with these guys. And I know some of you will tell me how, you know, it's a settled silence. It's settled science. Don't know why I'm fighting. I'm just being ignorant. No, actually, I'm not being ignorant. And it's not settled science. You need, you know, when they say 97% of climate scientists agree, it's not true. It's a flat-out false statement. They should add a couple things there. 97% of the climate scientists who responded, let's rephrase that. 97% of the 4% of the climate scientists that responded to the questionnaire say it's man-made climate change. Figure that one out, because I can't. More on this after the break. I'm Joe Bacino, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more lunacy when we come back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spent with us, or spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of this conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I really do, because it's the only way you get informed. It's the only way I get feedback from you as well, and I do get feedback from you, and it makes it easier on me. Because, you know, I know some of you think this, but it's not true. I don't know everything. I really don't. We were talking about the fact that, I don't know if you do this, but President Trump can actually change hurricanes. He can make them better. He can worse. Somebody said in the chat room, what was that hurricane? Sandy, right?
Storm Sandy.
What? Superstorm Sandy. Say that five times fast. But anyway, I guess, well, see, but Obama was working through. He was trying to put these climate change programs in place. And those big, bad Republicans were trying to stop him. They wouldn't let him do it. You know what I mean? But, you know, if you didn't catch the climate change show I did the other night, go get it. Go get how each and every one, other than the money here, but each and every one of the predictions made, none of them has come true. None of them has come close to coming true. Not a one. They throw up these phony stories about NASA saying we've lost 25% of the polar cap. Not true. Polar bears are down, you know, in numbers. Not true. But they figured they put it out there enough. They floated around that interweb thing because everything on the internet's real and true. They floated around there enough and they figure you'll buy it, I'll buy it without a receipt so we can't take it back. With depressingly ironic timing, the Trump administration announced Tuesday a plan to roll back federal rules on methane, a potent greenhouse gas that is the main component in natural gas. Natural gas has been around for decades, eons, hundreds and thousands of gazillions of years, has it not? It just never stops with them. Everything, again, everything is our fault. Drillers and transporters of the fuel were supposed to be more careful about letting it waft into the atmosphere, which is nothing more than rank a resource waste that also harms the environment. Now, we have these leaks all over the world, including here, where you have natural gas leaks, methane leaks, oil leaks. How did the Earth ever survive all those billion years before we came along? Now, the piece concluded with, the president has cemented the GOP's legacy as one of a reaction and reality denial. Sadly, few in his party appear to care. Well, here's the problem. Because we want to deal with real science. We don't want to deal with science of the heart. We don't want to deal with science of the mind, science of the emotion. We want to deal with real science. Give us real numbers. Stop feeding us garbage like 97% of the climate scientists agree, because it's not a true statement. It is so far from true. People have bought it. Right? I mean, seriously, you wonder why Trump won? This is why he won. This stupid, crazy stuff is why he won. Right? I mean, these guys, they're so sick. They are so demented. They can't give Trump any credit for anything, not for the economy. Right? They blame him for a hurricane. I mean, how much more? You would think you would only find these stories on The Onion, which is, you know, a spoof site. And, this column goes on and it gets worse, but I'm not gonna read the whole thing to you. And it is a Category 4. It's supposed to be very strong. It's supposed to do a lot of damage. People have got a lot of warning. Hopefully they've gotten off their butts. They've gone to the supermarkets or getting out of town or did what they need to do to make themselves safe. The government cannot take care of you. You know, for those of you who think the police department can take care of you in a time, you know, you don't need a gun because the police department will take care of you. Right. Just like it works out in these hurricane situations, right? And these natural disasters, how fast they come to your aid and come and help you. They can't. Right? I mean, they really can't. In addition to the hurricane winds blowing ashore Friday, Florence has potential to bring a storm surge upward 6 feet in parts of the coastline, including up to 13 feet from the Cape Fear to the north. Now, listen, this is what I love to remember. I did this the other night. We were supposed to have 60 to 100-foot floods or 100-foot floods in New York and other places like that, other major cities along the coast. That's what they called for, remember? I mean, these guys are sick. I don't mean kind of, sort of. I mean, these guys are sick. 855-REAL-JOE. Look, if you think I'm wrong, you think I'm off? Give me a holler. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. But think about it. I mean, he has been in for less than 2 years. How much damage do you think he's really done? How much is climate change could possibly his fault in two lousy years? Right? On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about one of our favorites, Maxine Waters. Now, she said something. I had to listen to it three times because I couldn't believe these things actually came out of her mouth. Although I should by now, right? I mean, nothing she says is really, anything that comes out of a woman's mouth, is it really ever a surprise, a shock? When she says something off color, offhand, you just want to go, okay, yeah, that's her. Anyway, we're going to deal a little bit, too, with the Google bosses. Very, very, very upset over Trump election's victory. That's according to a leaked video about them. But this, again, not shocked, not news. We already knew this, right? We already knew they hated him. They continue to hate him, and they continue to work against him. And then California gets slapped in the head. I'm so excited about this one. A victory for the Second Amendment. The judge struck down a highly paternalistic California law banning handgun ads. And then the judge slams the state for its distrust of gun buyers. I love it. I think it's wonderful. And we'll do that again. You got a lot to look forward to. See, I could cut the dictionary in half. I just keep mixing these words up and we'll keep writing them and it'll work. Anyway, hearts and prayers out to those in the path of Hurricane Florence. And you really need to make sure that you're covered. You need to make sure you're doing the right thing. You know, when I think of Florence, what do you think of? Anybody? Come on. Anybody with me on this? Henderson. Bingo. Right? She wouldn't be this destructive with her kids. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence heading towards the East Coast. Officials along the Carolina coast are now warning residents who haven't left yet ahead of Hurricane Florence to get out now. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
Florence's storm surge will drown many homes.
Expert modeling here at North Carolina Emergency Management shows that storm surge alone is likely to flood tens of thousands of structures.
Florence has lost some wind strength and is currently a Category 3 hurricane with 120 mile per hour sustained winds. FEMA's Jeff Beyer.
Hurricane Florence is going to cause major disruptions to government services. It is going to cause disruptions to the power. It will destroy and damage infrastructure and roads, bridges, buildings.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I
got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV,
but the one that I love is from the USA and standing next to me.
My baby is American.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I'm watching stories pop up all over the place about Hurricane Florence. And it's, and you know what, why politicize this? The president's doing the best. FEMA will do, you know, look at, they'll do the best job they can do. I'm sure people will be all over this to make sure it's done right. But to get out in front of it and criticize it, start beating on people over it, stop. It makes no sense. Just stop. You know? The thing I do get irritated about, these people think they're going to ride out the storm. That they're going to do, you know, they know better than everybody else. They're going to ride it out. They've been here for 100 years, or their family's been here for decades, and blah, 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 blah. But the bottom line with it is, you know what? Then when things go sideways, who do you call? You call the government. You call those poor first responders who have to come out now and save your butt. It's not cool. It's not right. Hang out our buddy in the next hour. David Fisher is going to join us. We're going to talk about your money, what to do with it, how to keep it. But before we get to that, one of my favorites, Maxine Waters, the gift that keeps on giving. She makes a statement. I still don't really know if she, I think she does, but if she understands exactly what she said. Now, maybe she does. Maybe she was being kind of funny. I doubt it. Take a listen. Maybe.
So, it frightened a lot of people. And, of course, the line president said that I had threatened all of his constituents. I did not threaten his constituents.
Now, why would that piece of person holding the camera think it was funny about threatening his constituents?
Supporters? I do that all the time, but I didn't do it that time.
Threatening people is funny. Can you imagine if we did that? Can you imagine if we said something like that? I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. They would have us for lunch, right? Here, let's see. Oh, come on. Don't do that. Be nice to me. All right. Let's see if we can hit it again. I want you to hear this because I interrupted it last time.
But when I compare what you're doing, his constituents, his supporters, I did not threaten his constituents, his supporters. I do that all the time, but I didn't do it that time.
So the time that he said she is not guilty of, but all the other time around it, which makes it okay now, and kind of funny and laughable. Again, if the tables were switched, this would be a whole different attitude, atmosphere. Right, they wouldn't let it go. They'd be screaming about it from the rooftops now, wouldn't they? But Maxine gets away with it. Why does Maxine get away with it? Anybody know? Anybody have a clue? This is truly craziness going somewhere to happen. And it sure as heck ain't right, and it ain't fair, and it ain't true. She has made more comments that if she was a Republican, African-American female or not, if she was a Republican, they would be calling for her resignation. They'd be calling for her to be looked into. Am I not correct? But because she is Maxine the Waters, she gets away with it. Not a big deal. Not a problem. Very sad. Very irritating. Very sad. You know, and again, who is it? Waters, Pelosi. Whatever happened to who's the one I said always looked like a little cocker spaniel? What's her name?
Wasserman Schultz.
Wasserman Schultz. That's her, right? I mean, what are you laughing for? Doesn't she? I mean, really, think about it. I'm not saying she looks like a dog. That's not what that's meant to mean at all. I'm just saying, you know, look at her hair, and that's kind of what she reminds. I don't know. That's what she reminds me of. Anyway, she where did she go? I you don't hear from her. I mean, they must have locked her up someplace and told her, please, shh, knock it off. Stop doing your stuff. But you got her and Pelosi. It's just amazing to me. I want them back on the trail, you know what I'm saying? You know, President Obama was out in California today. And you want to talk about a real irritant? He comes out and, you know, he rents the stadium or whatever it is they did. Rent, give, whatever. And guess what?
The thrill is gone.
That's right. The thrill is gone.
The thrill is gone away.
He's lost his luster. The sheen is no more.
The thrill is gone, baby.
Only 750 people turned out to see former President Obama. But here's the big part of this. He was in California. This is his hometown. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is like the bastion of Democrats. And nothing. He got no love to speak of. He got, yeah, probably for the 750 people over there. But what I always love is when the others, the Democrats will say that President Trump pays people to show up at his events. And I go, really, how does that work? How much money does one need to pay people, like, you know, $100 a clip to show up at a stadium or at an event that holds 10, 20, 30,000 people? Now, President Obama's truly, truly, truly had the approval rating they say he does and how much he's loved and how he can turn everything around. Did they only allow 750 people in? Right? And this is former President Obama made his first, according to the news release. Former President Oblamo made his first campaign stop in the midterm elections in Orange County, California, Saturday, to stop for seven Democrat House candidates. Now, they're running in districts that are held by Republicans because this, again, goes to, we're not Americans anymore. We can only have Democrats in these seats because they're the only people that can do it the right way. And if you're not sure that that's true, if you want proof that you want Democrats running everything, just look how California's going. They pretty much own it all here. So about 750 people attended the event at the Anaheim Convention Center where Obama delivered a short speech. We used to go there. What was that? The Southwest? Yeah, Southwest Believers Convention. Used to come here every year. West Coast. What would you say? 10, 20,000 people would show up for that easy. They had chairs all across the floors. People sleeping in the... I mean, really, seriously. Crazy. And he couldn't get 750 people there. Well, the sad part about this is there's so many Dems that love him to death. I think he's so widely received and loved and cared about. That was the fastest fizzle of a political, political person I've ever seen, right? A political figure, whatever you want to call him. Now, so I really get a kick out of this. And the Democrats, they won't admit, look at how fast this story came and went. I mean, how long did you guys, as a matter of fact, I don't even think you heard about this in the mainstream media. I don't believe so anyway. And if you did, somebody let the story go by accident, believe me, because it's not something they want to put out there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I said, next hour, David Fisher will join us to talk about your money. And, you know, and seriously, when you talk about how sick this is, and they are sick. I don't care who you are or what you think you are, they are sick. You had a bunch of Democrats, self-proclaimed, self-admitted. They were caught uprooting U.S. flags at a veteran cemetery, but it went further than that. But I'm not telling you to come back from the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. Of the younger days. Brings back so many memories that I can't share on the air. I'm Joe Messina, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for tuning in. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And look, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, capital TRS in the subject line. Let me know what it is you want me to talk about. Maybe a topic, a book, or what have you. We got a couple of good books coming across. Won't tell you what they are yet. You're gonna have to wait. Let's keep tuning in to find out. The one book is about actually defending Andrew Jackson. I can't wait to find out what that one's all about. I don't know how you can defend some of the things that he did. Anyhow, what I was telling you about something was gonna make you really, 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 really sick. A bunch of leftists were caught uprooting U.S. flags at a veteran cemetery, but they couldn't stop there. The little possessos couldn't stop there. No, after that, they had to pee on them. That's right, they urinated all over them. So they pulled the American flags out of the grave sites, out of the graves of veterans who fought for us, and then on top of that, they felt the need to urinate on them. Now, let that, let me hear the whole freedom of speech thing. You know, at some point in time, I'm going to use freedom of expression. That's what I'm going to use. You figure it out. On Monday, George Gatney was driving near the Somerville Veterans Memorial Hospital in Massachusetts when he noticed a man pulling miniature flags from the ground at the Veterans Cemetery. Gatney then saw the man urinate on the flags that he threw on the ground. Now, I can't imagine. What do you do? He got out of his car, he started screaming at them, and police said, now, see, this is what they don't realize. When the property doesn't belong to you, you can't do this. You want to go down to the store and you want to spend $40 and buy a flag, right, and then put it on the ground and stomp all over it, then pee on it, then light it on fire, then you're lighting your own money on fire. I'd say nobody cares. People do care because it's a flag, because of what it represents. But if you're that mean, nasty, and hateful, and you've got the money to waste, go for it. Somerville Veterans Memorial Cemetery is the final resting place for many, many, many who served our country. George Gatney says that the usual calm and tranquility of the place was disrupted by the sight and sounds of total disrespect. Now, on Monday, Gatney says he was sitting in traffic on Broadway in Somerville. We saw a man pull out the miniature flags. I mean, he's just sitting there. I mean, can you imagine that? He said he never imagined he'd see anything like that. But you're sitting there in traffic, and you look over, and you see people pulling those flags out. No, it's not a gentle pull. It's not like they were putting them together to put them away. You saw him throw the pile behind the statue. When he went to look, that's when he saw the guy doing his business all over them. Which is just disgusting. Just terrible. I mean, this needs to be one of those questions. Like, should we allow it? Sure. But should we allow family members of the veterans they pulled the flags from to be able... Maybe we have a one-slap rule. What do you think? I mean, you can be able to slap the guy to the side of the head one time. Anybody with me on that? Give me to Congress. We'll pass that rule tomorrow. Seriously. I can't stand it. All right. So John Kerry... The rash that never really goes away, that there's no cure for. John Kerry, he has openly, now, what do you think about this? He openly admits to meeting with the Iran to try to save the nuclear deal, to find a way to save the nuclear deal. Now, President Trump didn't send him. Nobody from this government sent him. But he figures he's smarter than the rest of us. He's going to go save us. I don't want him saving me from anything. I'm not so sure his IQ has double digits in it. Now, he made a few admissions in his interview with radio host Hugh Hewitt Wednesday. One revelation generating a lot of buzz. See, he should be arrested for this. Unbeknownst to President Trump, he has met with Iranian officials in recent months to try to save the Iranian nuclear deal. Kerry has met with Iranian former minister Javad Zarif three or four times while Trump took America out of the nuclear deal in May. He said, however, that his intention was not to coach Iran on how to manage Trump's rejection of the deal. What I've done is, he said, I tried to elicit from him what Iran might be willing to do in order to change the dynamic in the Middle East for the better. But he shared his brief that the U.S. and the world at large would be much better off if we had stayed the agreement. He said, so from my point of view, I think President Trump would have been much better advised to keep the JCPOA deal, which would have kept China, Russia, France, Germany, and Britain together with you. So you keep it in place. You say to the Iranians, hey, guys, we've told you you've got to stop these other things. I'm going to give you 2 years or a year or whatever, what, to finish the damage you're doing, to finish getting the rocket, to finish doing what you need to do to be able to nuke the people around you. Remember, they don't care about safety. It's not going to take them 2 years because they have to follow the safety protocol. I'm sure. Can you see the Iranians stop doing what they're doing because they want to follow the safety rules? If you don't fix this within 2 years, we're out of the agreement, he says. That way you have China, Russia, and these other countries with you. No, you don't. You do not. They've had the run of the land for 8 years before President Trump. Now you got to come in and tell them they have to stop? There's a new guy in town? I don't think so. Now, here's the biggest problem with this. This is why I'm losing total respect for Jeff Sessions. According to U.S. Code 18953, private correspondence with foreign governments is illegal. It's a federal offense. Right? I mean, he is no longer the Secretary of State. At least last I checked, he's not an assistant, a director. There's no position as, you know, past Secretary of State. Any citizen of the United States, according to the law, wherever he may be, who, without the authority of the United States, which is the president, directly or indirectly commences or carries on any correspondence or intercourse with any foreign government, it must have been a 17-year-old who wrote this, or any officer or agent thereof with the intent to influence the measures or conduct of any foreign government or any officer or agent thereof in relation to any disputes or controversies with the United States or to defeat the measures of the United States shall be fined under the title or imprisoned not more than 3 years. Or both. He's got the money. Fine him and imprison him. Right? Think about this. The section shall not abridge the right of a citizen to apply himself or his agent to any foreign government or his agents thereof for redress of an injury which he may have sustained. In other words, you can sue a government, you can go after government, you can ask a government to pay you or take care of expenses for something that might have went wrong while you were in their country. But specifically, you cannot try to make a deal with, try to negotiate for the country you're from. We specifically call it out as against the law. But that's right. He's part of that group that's above the law, remember? Kerry, explain why the word is safer, the world is safer, with the GCPOA. I don't agree with him. How can it be safer when, look, this goes to everything that we've done as a government for years, for decades. This is why, you know, really funny, when President Obama said that our embargo of Cuba didn't work, we've been doing it for 50 years and it hasn't changed anything, they all hailed him as a genius, a free thinker, somebody who thought outside the box, so to speak. Now President Trump comes in and says, hey, we've been doing this for 60 years and it doesn't work, we've been doing this for 30 years and it doesn't work, and all of a sudden he's trying to upset the norm. He's trying to make things worse. He's trying to make the country or the planet less safe. How does that work? Iran's been taking advantage of us for decades upon decades. You can't trust them. They are known as a supporter of terrorists all across the globe, even from other countries, other regimes in the Middle East. So nothing's changed there, and Kerry wants to coddle them. He wants to say, would you come back to the table? Can you figure out how to make this work? Wait, are you serious? Those people only understand. That regime only understands power and strength. When you read, when you talk to people that have been there, Middle Eastern countries, Middle Eastern regimes, many of them only understand strength and power. We come up there, we want to bow to them, we want to shake their hand, we want to tell them how sorry we are for all the atrocities we've done to them in the past, which I don't, you know, whatever. Right? I mean, you tell them all of that, you bow to them, and they still do whatever they darn well please. Obama tried to claim that Trump was ruining our relationships. They were ruined already, Obama. They didn't trust us. Our enemies didn't believe us. They didn't fear us. And our allies didn't trust us to back them up. Who was in charge when that happened? I'm Joe Mancini, host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Remember, next hour, David Fisher joins us. We're going to talk about your money, how to grow it and keep it in your pocket. Don't go far.